of your work. And my second uploader of the night is a poet. Based in 8 Ash Green, she's uploaded a poem called You Are and a poem called The Burning of the Anger Jar. So if you're writing more than one poem or maybe writing multiple short stories and you want to send me a few, you're very welcome to do so. Don't feel like you can only send me one thing. But don't think if I've only got one thing, I've only got one thing to send. That's fine. Send that. That's not a problem. I just want you to send me what you're making so I can share it with the rest of Essex. So, firstly, Dawn, thank you for your uploads. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you very much. Have you had your tea this evening?
I haven't yet, no.
Oh, what have we got?
We've got quiche and new potatoes. Very
exciting. Oh, I haven't had a quiche in so long. I don't actually think I've had a quiche in 2020. Is that outrageous to say?
That is outrageous.
Well, I'm done in 10 minutes, Dawn. I don't know if there's a slice of quiche going spare at all. I'll bring my own fork and knife and sit on the driveway. It's fine. Yeah, I'm only joking. I wouldn't do that. You enjoy your tea on your own, Dawn. That's not a problem. But listen, I'm glad you're part of the show tonight. You know, it's always lovely to be able to share different kind of art that people are making. And I do use that word deliberately, art, because you're being artistic with something, with your mind, your creation, and you're doing so with poetry. So how long have you been a poet for, Dawn?
About 15, 16 years now, since I was about 14.
Okay, and what first sort of prompted you to start writing poetry?
When I was a teenager, it was kind of about getting through those tough kind of teenage years with lots of emotions and angst going on, and I kind of took it a bit more seriously in my 20s, and it was more about emotional and mental health stuff then.
Okay. Now, is there somewhere a notepad, Dawn, with those teenage poems that you will not show another human being?
There is. I did self-publish them, but heavily edited in 2015. So if anyone really wants to dive into that, they can do for 99p on Kindle.
Oh, fantastic. What's it called?
Soft as Sin.
Soft as Sin. I like that.
Yeah, a very, very dramatic title.
Oh, yeah, but come on, I think we all remember being teenagers and either scribbling down poetry or song lyrics that we kind of thought in our heads, we thought, well, I will be the next like Bob Dylan type thing or, you know, the next, you know, the sort of struggling musician. And we all had somewhere where we scribbled down, you know, thoughts in our heads as teenagers for sure. So that's lovely that you've actually published it and shared it with people. That's wonderful. So you say you continued writing. Was there ever any lull in the writing at all?
Little bits. There's always kind of phases where I don't really feel like writing, but I try and write most days now to try and keep my head in the loop of it, really. Otherwise, it will just fall by the wayside.
Wow, every day. So you try and do it every day?
Yeah, at least a sentence or something.
First thing in the morning, last thing at night, when inspiration strikes?
Sort of when inspiration strikes, or if I get like a 15-minute break at work, or just sitting on the sofa doing not much else, really.
Brilliant, I like it. And I also like the fact that your two poems we're going to play this evening, You Are and The Burning of the Anger Jar, they're both relatively short poems. You know, I think some people might think, oh, I've got to write a poem that lasts 2 or 3 minutes to be on the radio. That's not the case, boys and girls. Please don't think that at all. I mean, The Burning of the Anger Jar is 43 seconds. And that's lovely, and it's a lovely length, and I think it does exactly what... Well, I'm going to play it for you shortly. You can make your own minds up, but I think it does exactly what it needs to do. Is it quite hard to find endings to poems at all? Do you ever sort of find yourself writing a bit and thinking there's more to this but I don't know what it is right now and coming back?
All the time. I've got a massive work in progress folder on my computer that I keep coming back to time and time again, and I send it to workshop groups that I'm in and take it with me to kind of get some help around that too.
See, that's one of the other things, lovely things I've found with BBC Upload is that people are either finding friends or making friends in the kind of area that they're working in to share stuff with and bounce ideas back and forth over. So are these groups that you kind of people you already knew and then you kind of just started writing together, or were they groups you discovered because of your writing?
A bit of both. So one group I go to, sadly, hasn't happened this year because of COVID, is in Chelmsford. So I joined that group through meeting someone who's already in it. And I run a group on Facebook that's like a really little close-knit group that we all kind of work off prompts for and workshop poems in there and talk about poetry, really.
Brilliant stuff. Well, let us take a moment then to stop talking about it and actually play some on the radio this evening. So, Dawn, we'll play the first one, which is You Are.
You are flawed, I'll admit, but so is everyone you will ever meet. You are the little sounds that you make in your sleep. You're the way you feel at the end of the week. You're all of the actors on stage and screen that you mimic. You are the dreams that burrow inside you and refuse to leave. You are the dance you sometimes do when you're alone. You are not the only one who sometimes gets scared of the phone. You are the book you couldn't put down, the song that lifts your heart. You're the same song on repeat when you're too sad to even eat. You are the love of everyone you need. You are more than a fear, than an illness. You are more than you would ever believe. You are worth taking care of. You are worth making time for. You are all the years in your life to come. You are hope and you are seen. You are the scars you've grown because of, most of them not to be seen. You are the words, I'm fine, said through gritted teeth. You are worthy of your dreams. You are more than a body. You are what you'll need to be. You are good enough as you are, but it's also okay to want to achieve. You are the mind fizzing with life and death and fears and ideas. And no matter what you might sometimes think, one day you are going to be okay.
That is Dawn Vincent's poem, You Are. Dawn, that is exceptionally delivered as well, by the way.
Thank you.
Very welcome.
I've been recorded.
Is that the first time you've recorded?
Yeah, it was then. I was really nervous when I did it, and I think it kind of comes across, but hopefully not.
No, not at all. I don't think you sound nervous. I think you sound deliberately poised.
No, good.
So for want of a better phrase, you fooled me, Dawn. I would have said that you'd practiced that before and probably done, you know, sort of performance poetry previously, because the pacing of it sort of draws you in all the time. It's the short little lines and the small pauses between. And they draw you in to every single word, let alone every single phrase as well. It's brilliant.
Oh, good. I've performed a few times now, but I'd never recorded it up till then. I'd always been a bit too scared to do it, really. So.
And how did you record it, by the way?
I believe that was from a video that I just uploaded and that you've taken the audio off it, which is good.
See, and that just demonstrate that we don't need you to get into a professional studio to record your stuff. No. You want to record it on your phone and send a copy that way, that is fine. BBC Upload's about celebrating your creations, not your ability to get yourself in a professional studio and spend thousands of pounds on it at all, okay? I just want to feel your work, I want to see your work. So please send me something, no matter how sort of rough it might be. I just want to share what people are making in Essex. So I'm really pleased to be able to share your poetry tonight. Before we play the other poem you sent us, Dawn, you have an ebook which is coming out next week. What's all that about?
So next week is National Anti-Bullying Week, and so I brought out a book called A Jar of Fury, which is the story of my childhood and to some extent adult bullying, being a sufferer of it, and how I kind of got through it. So I kind of wanted to share my story but with an ebook to see if there was anyone out there that could benefit from reading that story, really, because when I was looking for stories like mine, I couldn't really find any, just a lot of kind of statistical and kind of boring books.
Because there probably won't be a way for someone to tell you in person, on behalf of the at least one person that will find that, read it and get something from it and feel more empowered by it, thank you.
Thank you. I hope there is someone.
Thank you for sharing it. It will mean a lot to someone. In fact, it will mean the world to someone. Someone will find that and feel more empowered by it. And your sort of openness and, you know, letting your guard down to share that will be invaluable to at least one person. And I feel that sometimes that is the most important thing. If you can make a difference to one person's life, then you've served a purpose. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does. I totally agree.
And remind us, what is it called?
A Jar of Fury.
A Jar of Fury. It is an ebook which is available next week. Does it come out on Monday?
Yes, on the 16th. You can pre-order it now on Amazon Kindle.
There you go. Perfect stuff. A Jar of Fury by Dawn Vincent, okay? And the last thing I'll do is to play your second poem, which you've uploaded. So I will let you go and enjoy your quiche this evening, Dawn, uninterrupted by me and my knife and fork as well. And I hope to see and hear from more poetry of yourself in the future. And perhaps we can get you on to talk about A Jar of Fury in the future too.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Have a wonderful evening, Dawn. Thank you very much. And this is The Burning of the Anger Jar.
Take the hate from its cage. Entice it to crawl out onto waiting warm palms. Get it lined up and feed the rage to the flames. It does not expect this. It was used to staying hidden with the occasional release or escape. But as it is swallowed by the fire, it understands why you have let it burn. The cage is no longer a jail, but a container for hope. To be opened when needed. A medicine box of remedies for a heart gone dark. The anger is free now, wisps on the wind, ash on your fingers. And the bonfire smoke that lingers in your hair as much a part of you as breathing. Now you only need work hard to hold on to hope. Everything else will work its own way out.
Poetry from Dawn Vincent of 8 Ash Green. That was The Burning of the Anger Jar on BBC Upload in Essex.